Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Wednesday, September the 29th, 2010. This is late-breaking trends, North Carolina's daily partisan momentum advantage forecast. Do Democrats have an October surprise in the making, like the Trojan horse of 1998? The two biggest unknowns that will determine the outcome of most close races in North Carolina this November are, one, how is Republican fundraising faring? Two, do the Democrats have an October turnout surprise? We have no way of knowing the answer to either question until the end of October. That's when the campaign income and expense reports are filed with the State Board of Elections. What we do know is that Republicans have the momentum going into the final weeks of the 2010 election cycle. We also know that Democrats have fought their way out of a corner before by beating the GOP with a more effective get-out-the-vote campaign. In 1998, President Clinton's scandalous affair with White House intern Monica Lewinsky was in the headlines all year. In addition to scandal, history was stacked against the Democrats that fall because it was a midterm election year during which the party of the president always does poorly. And finally, the Federal Election Commission reported a week before Election Day that Republicans had outraised Democrats by $92 million. Gallup reported in October 1998 that GOP enthusiasm for voting was much higher than that of the Democrats, making them much more likely to vote. Gallup also reported that the generic ballot question showed more voters likely to vote Republican than Democratic for Congress. It was at this time in 1998 that Republicans made one of the greatest blunders in the history of American politics, a blunder that shifted the momentum to the Democrats. In the final week of the 1998 campaigns, Republicans spent $10 million on television ads reminding voters of the sexual affair between President Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Republicans ran the Clinton-Lewinsky attack ads despite the polls that showed that the American public did not want Clinton impeached, and despite the polls that showed that every time Special Prosecutor Ken Starr released another round of explicit detail of the Clinton-Lewinsky affair, Clinton's favorability numbers would improve. The day after the U.S. House passed the Articles of Impeachment, Clinton's favorability soared to 72%, higher than Ronald Reagan's ever was. The weekend following the $10 million Clinton-bashing ad campaign, CNN, USA Today, Gallup did another poll, leading to the astounding conclusion that a momentum shift toward the Democrats was happening, that 52% of likely voters were now planning to vote for the Democrats for Congress, and 48% likely to vote for the Republicans. On this day, 12 years ago, September the 29th, 1998, there was no doubt in anybody's minds that the Democrats were going to suffer greatly at the polls. Here is what actually happened. Republican U.S. Senator Locke Faircloth lost to unknown Democrat John Edwards. Republicans lost control of the North Carolina House of Representatives. No change in party and power in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. No change in the partisan mix of U.S. governors. No change in the partisan mix of U.S. House members from North Carolina. Governor Hunt's job approval was still above 70%, and Mark Basnight was still in charge of the North Carolina Senate. Democrats did something in November 1998 that no party had done since 1934, and that was to add seats in Congress during a midterm election year while holding the White House. How did they do it? Democrats were so concerned about minimizing the damage they were anticipating from the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal along with the damage from the fact that they were being outspent by Republicans during a midterm election year, that they decided to invest $30 million in a Get Out the Vote campaign. The Get Out the Vote campaign featured for the first time computer-dialed robocalls, taped phone messages from the president, from the first lady, phoned into millions of households. It was their Trojan horse. North Carolina's general election day begins Thursday, October the 14th. That's the first day of early voting in North Carolina. In 2008, 2.64 million of the 4.31 million votes cast in North Carolina were early voters. And 70% of the early voters in 2008 were either Democrats or unaffiliated. Today, the trends favor a Republican takeover of the U.S. House and both chambers of the North Carolina General Assembly. But the only thing that counts on Election Day is who got their vote out. Do Democrats have an October surprise in the making, like the Trojan horse of 1998? Have Republicans raised enough money to finance their own Trojan horse? Tension mounts. Well, there you have it. Late Breaking Trends, Wednesday, September the 29th, 2010. Thank you for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.